That sounds like the Ben Folds Five with the last polka, which they performed tonight live down at Bogart's in Clifton Town. Maybe you were there. Maybe you got beat up by one of the bouncers because they got the worst security system down there at Bogart's. It sucks.
Yeah, Sheldon the Awesome Metalhead's one of those guys now.
Yeah, you can kiss my butt, too. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and if you're a bouncer from Bogart's, we want you to call right now, 749-1444, or if you're just a big fan of the Ben Folds Five, because we've got two of the five right here. Darren and Ben, say hello.
Robert
Sled.
Oh, Darren's the drummer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, D drummer.
He's the shy one, isn't he?
Kind of, yeah.
Because last time Darren didn't come down.
That's right, because he couldn't play an accordion. We had a full-on accordion jam last time.
That's right. You guys remember.
And I had a pathetic showing, I'm sorry.
Well, since the last time that you guys came down here, Robert and Ben, last time that you guys came down, you weren't big-shot, world-famous rock star, top 10 hit-making musicians. You guys had just had a record out.
Right.
It was like your first or second record. And now that you're here, you've been on The Tonight Show. You've been on The Late Show with Letterman. You've been on Saturday Night Live. You've been on the Burt Bacharach cable TV special. And Lord knows what I'm forgetting.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, you were on Conan O'Brien.
Larry Sanders.
Were you really on Larry Sanders' show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cool, isn't he?
Yeah, that's the best show.
Was that the best of all the shows I just mentioned?
Hands down. Well, no, Burt Bacharach was very cool, too.
Yeah, that was more of an experience than Larry Sanders.
So has all this stardom gone to your heads yet, or are you guys still normal, everyday guys?
When is this going to be over with?
Talking to the microphone.
All right.
Sorry. What's wrong with you? I don't know you anymore.
No, Ben, when are you going to dump the band and get a hot electric studio group?
Oh, like with an all-female cast?
Yeah, or maybe like the guy from Poco or something. The guy from Toto.
Actually, I've been asked to do One Small Step. It's a musical, and I think I probably will just do that. Yeah, wear a spacesuit. Did you see Letterman tonight?
No, I didn't.
You should have seen that.
How could you see Letterman? You were performing
that. That was wrong. I've got a little TV like next to my monitor. I'm watching.
Underneath the piano, right?
I'm watching TV while it's
checking
going
out
on.
Letterman, seeing if they're rerunning when you were on, right?
Yeah, you know how the people are always running around the stage fixing shit? They're just changing my channel.
And he kept asking me, he goes, do we play Brick? Do we play Brick?
And you guys,
I'd say, yeah, we play Brick. He's like, you sure? We play Brick.
Well, at the show tonight at Bogart's, you didn't play Brick, and that must be your big breakthrough hit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's taking the world by storm. There's even a dance remix of it on Priority Records.
6 a.m. day after Christmas.
Anyhow,
so why didn't you play Brick?
Why didn't you play the big hit?
I think it's because you'd break down and cry like a little girl if you played it.
He's on to me.
I couldn't get my bass in tune.
Have you not been playing the hit on this leg of the tour?
We haven't played it for that much on this tour, huh? We play if we feel like playing it, but that's very rare after you've played it as many times as we have.
Is it one of those things, like after he wrote Heart of Gold, Neil Young wouldn't play that song for like 20 years because it was a big hit? Yeah. Is it killing it for you too?
I don't know. I just think it's, I don't think the crowd really misses it that much. And I don't know. I don't really do that good of a job of it live anyway. And it just
I know.
Like,
I saw Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I know. It's like, so we just haven't done it that much.
Yeah. How did it go over? I mean, I'm your biggest fan in the world, don't get me wrong, but when I saw Saturday Night Live and you guys did Brick, which was your big hit, it was probably expected. The first thing I thought was, well, pretty soon they'll do their second song and they'll do something rocking like Jackson Cannery.
Yeah.
But then you never did a second song.
They pull everyone's second song. Yeah. It's like you go into the thing, you know, you're really excited. Like, we're going to play two songs in this nationally syndicated live TV show, and then they pull your song in the middle of the set.
And so you come on, you do the power ballad, and I remember saying to, you know, my friend that night, we were watching TV, I'm like, when they do the song where Ben starts jumping on the piano and Robert starts swinging his bass around in the air, then those guys are going to become millionaires. But it never happened.
That's true. The millionaire thing never happened either.
Well, it's because Saturday Night Live has so much hilarity to get to nowadays. I had to cut some of the music.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with Ben Folds 5, Robert Sledge, and Ben Folds. And if you'd like to talk to these boys, the phone number is 749-1444.
Gene, go ahead. You're on with Chris and Rob and Robert and Ben.
What's going on there, fellas?
Not a whole lot.
I got a question for maybe one of you guys to be able to answer there.
All right.
You know the Freak Brothers, right?
Furry Freak Brothers?
Yeah.
My cousins?
Heard of them.
Okay.
Isn't that Robert Crumb or somebody?
I don't know, but like one of them's Fat Freddy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fat Freddy's cat. I can't remember the two other guys. One of them was like a cool dude, and the other one was like a hippie type.
Right. All right, one guy had a big cowboy hat, like a 10-gallon cowboy hat, and a big nose.
Come on.
What?
Yeah, I got some guy in the background.
Tell that guy to shut up. I don't have any idea who the other people are in that furry Big Brothers.
Because I saw a guy in the band tonight. He looked just like the hippie guy with the glasses, but I can't remember that guy's name.
What band did you go see?
What was that guy's name we saw tonight? I don't know. They were good, though. They were
really?
It was the York Street Cafe.
You sure?
It was at York Street Cafe.
Okay.
Oh, James McMurtry?
Yeah, it was McMurtry, right?
Yeah,
James McMurtry, right. Yeah, he was good, man. I don't usually get into stuff like that, but it was, you know, real tight, nice songwriting and stuff.
So, what are you gonna compliment Ben on his songwriting, man?
Well, I like you guys too because I'm like into like guitar, but like the piano floats it, you know? I mean, it's real and it's tight, so yeah.
We're vibey like that.
Yeah.
Let's put that on your next press release. If you really like guitar, the piano will float it.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, thanks, Gene.
Hey, well, you take it easy there, Comer.
You too, Gene.
Yeah.
Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. If you want to talk to world-famous rock idols of the Ben Folds Five, call 749-1444 now.
When I was talking to someone earlier this evening, and I was bragging that we'd have the Ben Folds Five on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, they said, ask them why there's only three of them if they're called the Ben Folds Five. They've never answered that question. I would have swore you've answered it a million times, but go ahead and make it a million and one. Where's the other two cats?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
The other two. Well, they're here with us tonight. Amber and Jenna?
Jessa.
Jessa, I'm sorry. Amber and Jessa. It's the Ben Folds Five.
So what, when you brought up that broad on stage to sing Femme
Her
Fatale,
name's Denise.
Is she a lovely person?
She's nice. She wants to start a correspondence.
Did you actually forget the second verse, the one about take a look, you're written in her book and all that, to the song Femme Fatale, and you're just looking to get a woman on stage, or did you actually forget the verse? Was that showbiz ploy? I think you actually knew the verse.
You got me. I did know the verse.
And where did you go during that song, Ben?
I had to go blow my nose.
Why are you and Robert wearing the same jacket?
They're
the exact same jacket. They're just Frank and Joe Hardy.
We got the same underwear on, too.
I think you're wearing mine.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 88.3 FM, WAIF, clipping the microphones, but having a great time chatting rock line style with the Ben Folds Five. Have you guys ever done a rock line kind of radio interview where people call up and they're just like, oh, I just love you guys. You helped me through my second marriage, that kind of thing?
Did Love Lines.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was funny.
Was it?
It was real interesting, yeah. It was interesting.
Are you experienced enough to answer some of the hard-hitting questions?
I didn't answer anything. I just said, yeah, uh-huh.
All right. Yeah, well, we're gonna play a song here. What I got queued up, the song that you did for the Loungeapalooza.
What do you say for him? Abandonment or?
Abandonment?
I'd go with abandonment.
Oh yeah, a little neglect.
Neglect.
What about hot and spicy?
Yeah.
I always put the quarter in the thing at Max and Irma's. It comes up hot and spicy.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You rolled the sex wheel at Bogart's.
Yeah.
Have you rolled that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What'd you come up with?
Hot and spicy.
Oh, really? Is that on there?
No, it's not on there.
Hot and spicy. It's no, like a tamale.
Have you or have you not spun the heavy metal sex wheel?
Oh, yeah. Came up hot and spicy.
Okay.
That's in the back room, isn't it? See, our listening public.
So who pitched the fit when they saw that?
Oh, I don't know.
Michelle Shock saw that.
Did she?
Sex wheel in the back of Bogart's and, like, stormed out and didn't play that night or something.
She's a sissy.
If you want to call and talk to the Ben Folds Five here on Rockline... 749-1444. Hello, John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Are Ben Folds Five there?
Yeah. Hey, John.
Hey.
How's going?
Yeah. I called to say that. Yeah, I was at Mike Watt too last night, and I was wondering if you guys had any other if he was an influence or if what other bands are influences.
I'd have to say for me, no, it wouldn't call, I haven't really heard that much of him until I went last night. I enjoyed it. I thought he was really cool. I'd heard of Firehose, but I'd never heard their music, and I heard the Minutemen and saw them on TV one time.
Yeah.
Really
yeah, Minutemen.
Yeah, he's great. Mike Watt's really good.
Mike Watt played over at Sudsy Malone's last night, which is right across the street from Bogart's.
Yeah.
And you guys, I guess you had an off day on the tour and you decided to spend it in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Why?
It's pretty.
Cincinnati's not pretty. You ever live here?
I visited here a couple times. I visited my girlfriend's brother who worked at the zoo, and so I got to hang out with the elephant trainer.
The zoo is cool, but the rest of Cincinnati is stupid.
Well, you guys have that chili thing.
Yeah,
no, give yourself a little credit. Yeah, that radio, the famous radio station.
I'm gonna give him some chili. Hey, thanks for your call, John.
Okay. Yeah.
Anybody else wants to call in 749-1444?
Gold Star.
Yeah.
Here, I'm all out of mine.
We're doing a commercial now.
Yeah, we're free.
Yeah, it's for free. Check
I was wondering if we were in commercial or are we still on the radio?
No, we're still on the radio.
Oh, really?
Mics are open, my friend.
Oh, man.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Good thing I didn't say what I was thinking, man.
Well, what are you thinking about?
I ain't gonna say.
749-1444 WAIF, the Chris and Rob Show. I'm gonna play your version of She Don't Use Jelly by the Flaming Lips. You did it lounge style for the Loungepalooza record. Now, since you guys are a piano-based drums kind of thing, you get unfairly pigeonholed as a lounge band sometimes.
We did when lounge was kind of cool. And guys would show up at our show with, like, these weird plaid pants and stuff like that.
That's
and a bunch of tattoos and stuff. And, like, start talking about their cigar-smoking sort of slash magic act that they did in, like, kind of a half-assed, really bad lounge way and stuff, thinking that we'd, like, clock into his Dean Martin-ness or something, and it never happened. We were sitting there staring at people like, you know, you're a freak, or do you think we're lounge? Like, we're not lounge, you're not lounge either. What is lounge? Yeah,
you guys are more like Leonard Bernstein meets Minor Threat. I mean, there's nothing lounge about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
But you did go lounge for one cut, and that's your version of The Flaming Lips. This is the Chris and Rob Show, 749-1444, if you want to talk to Ben Folds 5.
Thank you.
That sounds like the Ben Folds 5 Loungepalooza style, doing the Flaming Lips, She Don't Use Jelly, and it's only available if you get the CD called Loungepalooza. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we're here with Ben Folds and Robert Sledge. Say hello.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
And these guys are the bass player and the piano player in the Ben Folds 5, so check it out if you'd like to talk to them. Give them a call here at Rockline, 749-1444. Next up, we have Gil.
Hello.
Hi, Gil.
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You want to talk to...
We have the guys on the show tonight. I'm enjoying it. Just a couple of quick questions I'd like to ask them. I wanted to know if you guys have any plans on doing any outdoor shows this later on during the summer. And I heard a rumor that you guys might be hooking up with a group called Stanford Prison Experiment. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Stanford Prison Experiment?
That was something that I had heard from a friend of mine.
We're doing
something
a lot of
something that he saw, I guess, on a webpage somewhere.
Well, I can answer that both questions in one shot.
Good for it.
Okay, well, we are playing a lot of outdoor shows, and chances are that they're playing on one of those outdoor shows too, and that's where you heard that.
Do you plan on coming back through Cincinnati during like the later part of the summer or anything?
I don't know. We're working on the deals right now. As we speak. Me and Robert, after the show, we go up and talk to lawyers and sign things.
Well, thanks for taking the time to answer my questions.
Okay, not a problem.
I really enjoy your music.
Hey, right, Gil, can we ask you something?
What's that?
What do you think of that big hit single by Ben Folds called, what's it called? The Brick. What do you think of Brick?
It's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah.
Are you aware, Gil, that it was a top 40 huge mega success?
Yeah, it was the breakthrough.
Sway your opinion in any way.
That's the breakthrough song that put these guys on the map.
I know, but you know what I got to say about that is, once these commercial top 40 radio stations pick it up, they kind of like take the fun out of the band because somebody else has discovered them at that time.
So you're saying that over commercialization sort of steals your soul a bit?
Well, it's like you know, when you find out about a new band, at least in my opinion, when you find out about new bands, it's like they don't really get a lot of commercial success. It's like a little, you know, it's like a secret kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That only a few people, you know, like real people who like real music, you know.
So you like to be cool, Gil, and keep these bands in your pocket, and you don't want to let them out.
Well, you know.
You want them to be your little band forever. You want to be Gil's personal little world of hipness forever.
Yeah, if you love someone, set them free.
Yeah, man, we're hanging out with you too next week.
Yeah. Did you see our show tonight?
No, I'm sorry.
We had cars and video screens, and cars were flying around in circles, and there was just Jurassic Park things going on. It was cool.
The drummer levitated.
I was
kind of
hoping you guys were going to come back here because I had to work tonight, but you know, I know that Chris and Rob really promote you guys a lot, and I had a feeling that you guys might be coming down there. So
how about that?
We're here.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy your music, and I think you guys are one of the best bands out there. And I'm not just saying it because you guys are there right now. I really do enjoy you guys. There's a few other bands who I like that a lot of people don't know about. I like this group Far a lot, and I like this group called Incubus a lot, you know, and I like you guys.
Got a tip for you. Check out Granddaddy.
What label is that?
I don't know, but they're on V2.
V2?
Yeah.
Okay, Granddaddy, you said they're called?
From Modesto, California.
Yeah, and if you like V2, try the Halamas. They're on V2, too.
All right, I'll check into them, man. Do you guys... I'll probably find out somewhere on the web to get a hold of them somehow. Okay, well, hey, thanks for everything, and hopefully I'll catch you guys on your next trip around Cincinnati.
All right,
thanks for
later, Gil. 749-1444 if you want to call in and talk to Robert Sledge and Ben Folds of Ben Folds 5. Have you noticed the composition of your audience being different people now that you're huge top 40 rock stars? It seemed to me when you left in between your regular set and your encore, there were a lot of lighters lit, and the people were sincere. They were sincerely lighting their lighter. They weren't lighting their lighter like, oh, this is kind of campy and cool, I'm lighting a lighter at a concert. These people were sincerely lighting a lighter at a concert,
so?
And swaying back and forth. There were a few people who were sincere in their bigness.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I thought that, I always think that's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but
I think there was a mix of it. There were some guys who looked very sincere and earnest.
I've heard
of
some
bigness.
People who tuck their sweaters in, too. And if that's true, that's a very bad sign.
If you want to talk to the Ben Folds 5, 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF. So how has life changed now that you're big-time rock stars? More roadies now? Less schlubbing of stuff?
Our crew fights a lot.
Yeah, we have As the World Turns on the bus. Yeah.
But at least you got a crew that'll move that damn piano for you, so you don't drop it on your foot or smash your hands with it.
Yeah, but lose things have changed, man. It's lonely.
Do you miss moving your own piano?
He stays in the back bunk most of the time, cries, talks on the cell phone. It's kind of weird. And every now and then he like brings the CD out and goes, listen to this, man. Yeah. This is so heavy, man. I have to listen to it.
I made the bus pull over the other day. I started picking flowers out of the field. All these people were driving by shooting a bird at me and screaming, don't pick the flowers, you asshole. So I wept.
Ben, you write all the songs for Ben Folds 5, don't you?
Most of them, yeah.
Are they compositions that you write sitting down at the piano thinking, I'm going to write a new song? Or how much of it is collaborated on with the band, the bass and the drums?
The arrangements are collaborative. The songs, like the lyrics and the chords and the music, are usually mine if it's got my name on it. And it's something I usually walk around and think about these things, and I get it to the piano later on.
A lot of your songs are about being jilted, or they're about girls. Do you get jilted a lot?
You know, the only jilted song that I know of on that record was Darren's lyric.
Which one was that?
Song for the Dumped.
Tell us about that song.
Oh, man, Darren tells about... Oh, he's not here. You want to tell us a song? Hey, this is Trey Hamilton, our spiritual advisor.
Trey moves the piano now, right?
He's gonna tell you about why Darren wrote that song. Tell him the real story.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trey Hamilton, the roadie, and guardian angel of Ben Folds 5.
The real story?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that one you told me the other night. Yeah.
The real deal.
The real one. The one that.
Yeah,
no one
let
knows
it out,
about.
Man.
Come on, tell us, Trey.
It's kind of personal.
Come on, he's not.
That's all right. He's not here.
Come on, lady.
He's back in the
That's
hotel listening.
Not showing up.
He got dumped.
Well, we've all been dumped, but what's the story?
Well, he wanted his
money back.
He wanted some revenge.
Yeah.
So he wrote these awful lyrics that got changed a little bit because it has to get played on
the
radio.
Didn't he try crank phone calls? That always works.
It wasn't like that. He's an artist, so it came out in his muse.
He could have spray painted her front door. That's art.
Yeah, that was Ben's front door, actually.
It was Ben's front door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she was actually living with Ben.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, no, right.
So she left the drummer for the piano player.
Not like that. They were roommates.
She's my roommate.
They were platonic roommates?
Platonic
my
roommates.
My ass. There's no such thing as platonic roommates.
Hey, if you
roommates.
Saw this girl, you'd understand.
You know Jack Triple was sleeping with Brooklyn.
That was a joke. She's very lovely. She's a lovely. She really is.
She writes for the San Francisco Guardian.
Does she?
The Bay Guardian.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
She's wonderful.
It was really a devious thing that she did, though. She took him out. They went out together. She knew she was going to dump him. And they went to this great restaurant. He was all psyched. You know, I think he told me about it. He called me. He's like, we're going to go to this great restaurant.
Yeah,
I'm going to get laid.
And she, and she probably ordered the lobster bisque and the crab legs Alaskan style, right?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. Sure, the
crab
happy
legs,
meal.
Couscous. Yeah. And then as soon as I got home, she said, it's over. Me and you are over, finished, pal.
And she was wearing a shirt, too.
Yeah, she was wearing a shirt.
Verse of the song, the dinner thing.
Yeah.
This is Song for the Dumped, Ben Folds 5 on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Then we have a little Mardi Gras number for you about being dumped. Incidentally, it's called Song for the Dumped.
here we go. It's the Ben Folds 5 from the official bootleg called Naked Baby Photos. And I guess you guys put out two records. Then you feel like you got to put out, you know, the eponymous or the hippopotamus or whatever. You know how R.E.M. put out about 8 records and then they put out a record of their outtakes?
Yeah.
What are you guys thinking putting out 2 records and then putting out a record of your outtakes?
We tried to get it out before the first record, a retrospective, before even the first record came out.
The
but
best of.
We had a hard, yeah, best of, and we had a hard time with it. We also wanted to make a live record before, but I don't know.
Yeah, Dave Matthews did that, too.
Yeah.
Ben Folds and Robert Sledge from Ben Folds 5 are here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, live and in the studio. If you'd like to call in rock line style, we're taking your calls at 749-1444 here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444. Remember that show Rock Line? When I was kids, you'd turn it on and they'd be talking to Aerosmith or Boston or somebody.
We just did it the other day.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Somebody calls in and says, oh, I just love you guys. You guys are the best. You helped me through my third marriage.
You're still doing that?
Yeah, I think it was Modern Rock Live with you.
But anyway,
we did Modern Rock Live.
Did you? Was that pretty cool?
Completely different.
I don't want to plug them.
Did a lot of sycophants call in?
What was the guy?
I had 3 syllables in it. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Sycophants?
Yeah.
A yes man. Frank Sinatra had a lot of sycophants. I learned that word last week.
Dude, you're smart, man. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so you put out your third record is all outtakes from the first 2 records. So when is your real new record going to come out? It's been over a year.
We gotta stop touring first, yeah. And that's gonna be sometime in the summer, so in the middle of summer we'll start recording, and hopefully we'll get out by the end of the year.
Do you have some new songs you've been writing, working on?
Yeah, we got a bunch we're working on. There's nothing really gelled or finished yet, but yeah. We'll get it. I mean, when the last record came out, came around, we had to record that, we had to write half the record in the studio, so...
Do you think that a new record, you'd still stick with the trio format, or do you think you might expand a little bit, bring in... You know, some orchestration, some strings, some cellos, an oboe, something like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's like sort of candy, you know. Mm-hmm. We just keep the rhythm tracks the same and just kind of do our thing, pound it out in the studio, and then add what we think would be kind of neat. But, I mean, not something that would cripple us live. I don't think we'll do that.
But you guys are going to stick to that rock and roll piano trio format, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because you're at Ben Folds 5 with 3 guys.
That's our gig, man.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, the phone number is 749-1444 if you'd like to talk to Ben Folds 5. Hello, Jamie.
Howdy.
Jamie's crying.
Yeah, always.
What's on your mind, Jamie?
Well, first off, I want to say, obviously, you guys had a great show tonight. I caught you at Bogart's last time. It was still up to par. But actually, my question was for Robert. I really admire your bass work, and I was wondering, like, how schooled you are, if you're like a university music school person or what your background is.
I played a little basketball, and I've been schooled.
You didn't know what sycophants meant.
Yeah, I don't know what sycophants. No, I don't. I never. No, never went to music school. Read a couple books. Took a couple lessons.
What do you think of Jocko?
Jocko was a badass. But you know, I just listened to the first Earth, Wind & Fire record the other day, and I think that's where he got his tone.
Jocko, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, he was definitely a genius or whatever.
Well, Robert, where did you get your tone? I mean, who did you listen to when you were a young, up-and-coming bass player in Chapel Hill, North Carolina?
I don't know. I like Jack Bruce, people like that. Mm-hmm. John Entwistle. Maybe some Britpop guys.
Who's a Jesus
Lizard?
Oh,
yeah. I don't know what the fuck his name is. The guy in Jesus Lizard? He's sorry.
We're on the radio.
Sorry. Yeah, that's part of his name. And it's like, really, really good guy.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay, anything else? You got these guys on the line.
Okay.
When's the next time you're going to talk to a top 40 recording artist?
Oh, hopefully any second, you know.
Well, Celine Dion ain't going to be on the show next week. I'll guarantee
you
that.
I had my schedule was all arranged around that. Another bass great I've been listening to a lot, I guess, is Stephen Lazar from Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, he's good.
Did you get along with him? You know, do you guys like sit around and talk about bass or?
No, I never met him. He's pretty young. You know, he made their first record. He was 16 or something.
Wow. When they're over at Flea's house, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We're hanging out with Leland Sklar.
Seems like he's always like hiding in the shadows or something. Like, I don't know. A couple times I've seen them, he's always like shying back, hiding behind the drums and stuff.
I met him once. He told me a joke.
What was the joke?
Was it clean?
How many bass players does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know, Ben. How many bass players does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, okay. Three. One to screw in the light bulb, and two to talk about how Robert Sledge would have done it.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Jamie.
Thank you.
Lines are open at 749-1444 if you'd like to talk to top 40 recording artist Ben Folds 5. In the world of rock and roll, do words matter? Do lyrics count in music?
Absolutely.
Rhythm section, that's all that counts. Is how cool your rhythm section is.
That's true, too.
Do you put a lot of thought in your words, or some of them just come out, or is it a combination of the two, or how's that work?
No, actually, I kind of put a lot of thought into them, because the music comes easy, and then it seems like there's words that should go with the music, but it takes a long time to find out what that is, and I feel like I'm always screwing up the music with the words, so I spend a lot of time on it.
So the music always comes first, and then you try to find some words that are appropriate to that music?
Well, I feel like the words actually are already in the music. I just have to kind of find them. It's kind of like the sculpture in the piece of wood or whatever.
Yeah, Bob Dylan says the same thing.
Really?
No, not at all.
Really?
Bob Dylan probably wouldn't answer that question.
No.
He'd probably go all Andy Warhol on you.
Yeah, he would.
Well, I just do it.
Ben Folds 5 was one of the featured acts recently on the cable TV TNT special honoring the great and esteemed composer Burt Bacharach. Now, number one, in the whole episode, the whole two-hour-long program, Burt only mentioned Hal David once. And number two, you guys worked with Burt Bacharach. What's Burt really like? And I'm probably asking Ben this, were you really as influenced by Burt Bacharach's songs as the audience of the TV show was supposed to think?
No, the thing is, we kept on getting asked that question at the press junket afterwards. I didn't know how to answer it because, honestly, I love Burt Bacharach's music, but it wasn't something that I would call him a direct influence. And the way I had to kind of politically answer that was that he influenced everybody, so anyone that I was influenced by would have been...
But you can't help being influenced by Burt Bacharach, because Burt Bacharach melodies are everywhere, just on Dionne Warwick records, not just on the oldie stations, but in the supermarket, and in the shoe store, and in your dentist office. You can't get away from Burt Bacharach.
Is that an influence?
Well, I guess it is, but it's a real school of thinking, though. It requires some discipline to write those kind of melodies, you know? I mean, a lot of people can claim to be influenced by him, but unless they can, like, halfway carry off his sense of melody, I think they should probably shut up.
Well, who are those English chicks? What were they doing on stage? Who were they, and what were they all about?
You know, what's funny is we told them, we were standing, the curtain call or whatever you call it, everyone's, like, standing up there, and he's shaking hands with everyone, and it's like the credits rolling, I guess, and going, that was the Burt Bacharach show, and everyone's giving him a standing ovation. And I was telling those All Saints girls that we were getting ready to have sing for good times, for bad times.
Keep smiling.
And told them all what their lines were going to have to be, and they were getting scared. They're like, I didn't know we were going to have to sing the song. We're going to have to do that now? And I said, just keep on smiling. They're going to bring the mic up. It'll be fine. Dion will sing the first line. You got the second one. And they were, like, really scared.
We're about to get a phone call for you. If you'd like to talk to Ben Folds 5, we got 15 more minutes. 15 more minutes at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and the phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Dave. You're on with Ben Folds 5.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. What up?
I went to the show tonight.
No, you didn't. You're an asshole.
Forever.
Hey, what? You can't be calling our callers an asshole.
I'm sorry. That guy's an asshole.
Hey, did you guys play a new version of Brick? What's that? That sounded like, I don't know, man.
Repeat the question.
They played a weird version of Brick, and I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, that particular cut was from the Priority Records dance mixed to sampler from a different artist recording a Ben Folds 5 song.
So you guys all play a cover?
No, excuse me. No, man, we played it as a joke at the end because it's our song. We didn't play the hit. I mean, it's sort of...
We've been playing a lot of Cannibal Corpse lately. Did you hear that?
Thanks for your call, Dave.
No problem.
Don't call back.
Is that your drummer?
That's our tour manager.
How come your drummer never comes to these interviews with you? Rumor has it your drummer wants everyone to think he's shy.
That's the shtick. That's the shtick.
Speaking of shtick, back
he's
to Burt Bacharach.
He's practicing something in the mirror right now. I don't really want to talk
about it. Did you meet Burt Bacharach? Like, did you have a chat with him? Did you talk to him for more than 30 seconds?
Yeah, definitely. We did a lot of talking to him on the phone. We had to arrange a song with him, rehearsed a little bit with him. I mean, I'd say a total of, 45 minutes.
You know, Bert really likes female singers.
Yeah.
When he went out on tour, he had 4 female singers.
Yeah.
Did he have any male singers? No.
He said
so
he likes
So does he like
ladies.
Female singers? I he guess does, you could like, say he does. Yeah.
His best songs are written for female singers, too.
Yeah, female definitely. Singers like him, too.
Oh, yeah.
He makes them a star.
He's 70 years old, and he has a 2-year-old.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, do
Everybody
the math.
Pause
Just like Jerry Lewis and Tony Randall. Those guys probably run around together.
Yeah.
When you were hanging out with Burt Bacharach, did you get any feeling about his feelings for Hal David? Because like I said, he only mentioned him once, but they were collaborators almost the whole time.
Yeah, they've been collaborators. They were collaborators for like 20 years before he like got to went to somebody else. But did I like tell you that I met his aunt?
Who, Burt Bacharach's aunt?
I met his aunt.
How old is she?
You did the bump
Really with old.
Yeah, must be.
Really old, I mean like petrified.
Mm-hmm.
She was really old, and he was really, I charmed her and charmed him just long enough to get about 17 albums signed. Yeah. And
then so do you think you guys are going to be hanging out with Burt Bacharach anytime again soon?
Probably not. We were supposed to hook up with him in Las Vegas, and it didn't work out.
Oh, you guys should be his backup band.
He has a boy, you know that? I mean, he has this, like, boy who plays behind him. He's this little bitch boy.
Now, wait a minute. The dude was married to Angie Dickinson. Don't
he's
tell me he
man.
Has a bitch boy.
I know Don't he's an old smoothie, man, but he has a bitch boy. He's got, he's like about 4 foot tall, and he's got like black hair.
What's
like
he doing back there?
Like slick back, and the whole time, if you replay the special, little bitch man was back there playing the, you know,
was
the K2X4 keyboard.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he was like, I'll connect you with Bert. If you want to talk to Bert, I'll connect you. I was like, you know, get away from him
with
your fucking tight shirt.
He was the keyboard player guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Bert was saying on the phone, if you guys need a little sweetener, we'll talk to the keyboard guy. And I was like,
hey, Ben Folds 5 doesn't need no damn sweetener. Yeah, you keep your NutraSweet to yourself. Is that what you said to old Bert?
Yeah,
that's what I said to him.
All right, enough about Bert. Sports and Wine is a song you always play when you come to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But why didn't you play it at tonight's program?
Yeah.
It was such a mega hit in Bulgaria, and we forgot.
What's the song Sports and Wine about? Most people think about sports and beer.
Sports and beer. You know, I wrote that one when I was about 20 years old. I can't really remember. All I remember about that song and why I wrote it is I had a verse about how I wish that, what's his name, from the Doors was still alive. Jim Morrison was still alive so that you could see him play in Vegas.
Oh, he would be there, too.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth did.
Yeah.
How do you think that went? I didn't see the show.
I'm sure it was a big hit. We just played in Vegas. And,
did you?
And everything works in Vegas somehow.
Where'd you play?
The Hard Rock Cafe. It was like The Joint was the name of it. This big, huge theater with a bunch of guitars on the wall. And they actually had video screens inside a theater. You know, the huge outdoor amphitheater screens,
mm-hmm.
so you can you can see Prince a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that.
I saw Prince last week.
Really?
Did a little surprise show in Columbus. And you know who his bass player was?
I know who it is.
Larry Graham.
Larry Graham,
from the old Family Stone. And they were cooking
Graham Central Station.
It was the funk extravaganza of the 90s. I really think Prince has picked up where James Brown left off.
I'd agree with that. No argument here.
All right.
You agree
Sports and Wine. This is Ben Folds 5 on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. were sitting here talking with Ben Folds about Oasis and what's that guy's name? Noel something?
Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher and
Hyman Gallagher.
And they're all crazy.
Oh, you know, a lot of people criticize Oasis for sounding derivative or almost even Beatlesque, but you actually like Oasis. How come?
I think they're good at what they do. They're not like my favorite band or anything, but I also think it's probably a little perverse because everyone hates them so much, and so I kind of enjoy liking them. But I heard that they're really nice guys. You ever heard of a band called Flick? They're about 14 years old. They're from, like, Missouri.
Yeah.
And I just heard this story about them doing some kind of festival, and Oasis was there, and they were playing an Oasis song in their hotel room, and Liam heard them and came in and played songs with them for, like, 10 hours.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a nice guy, you know, whatever.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. For six more minutes, we're talking to Ben Folds 5 live in the studio. Robert Sledge, the bass player, and Ben Folds, the piano player, are here. And if you'd like to talk to them, either about tonight's program, they played a show at Bogart's, or just about music in general, give us a call at 749-1444. So how's the music scene in North Carolina? We had a North Carolina band on not too long ago, the Six String Drag. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah, they were there. We talked to them not too long ago.
The guitar player looks like you, Chris.
Does he?
Yeah, one of them.
He must be a good-looking guy.
He's a knockout.
He's got the same name as the guitar player in the V-Roys because they played together and there's much hilarity. I can't think of the name, though.
Oh, I don't know those guys.
The V-Roys? Oh, I don't know. Six
from
String Drag?
Oh.
No, I'm not. But you play with Super Drag tonight. They're from North Carolina, too.
Super Drag are from Kentucky.
They're from Kentucky?
They're from Knoxville, Tennessee.
I'm sorry, Knoxville, Tennessee.
No, I'm sorry, I was on this from Kentucky Knoxville.
Oh. Where are you from?
I'm from Hamilton.
Hamilton what?
Ohio.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
You like a southern accent, though.
See, Hamilton, people in Ohio, actually, I think people in Ohio have a little southern accent.
Hamilton is sometimes known as Hamiltucky.
You think your great 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 grandparents were indentured servants to our tour guy here, Trey Hamilton?
No, actually, they built the city and they said, "Hey, we need some money. Let's name the city after a guy who has all the money, the Secretary of the Treasury."
Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton, who did not come up with any money for the struggling young city.
See history here on Chris and Rob.
Hell yeah. So how's the music scene in North Carolina? Is it still pretty good?
I haven't been there.
It's cool. There's a young crop of bands that's coming up that's it's interesting. Because like all the older bands, I guess we're considered one of them now. We're all on tour all the time.
Yeah.
We're not even like, we don't even represent the populace anymore. It's like
So you guys don't like hang out with Super Chunk and the Archers of Loaf, like how the Monkees would hang out with the Jolly Green Giants? Like go over to each other's house and borrow a G-string or something like that?
No. Hasn't happened recently. I did borrow some anal floss from Eric Bachman.
That's true. There was that once.
Talking to the Ben Folds 5 on a Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and I think we can play one more song and then we're out of time. Something like that. The Outside Inside Jazz Show is standing by, and they're jumping up and down in the hallway saying, "Let us in. We got some jazz music to lay on the tri-state." You guys like jazz music?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as a piano player, and I listen to your records, and a lot of times you're playing those extended chords and those jazz stylings, and sometimes I'll even hear you hit a little solo with some of those blue notes in it.
Yeah.
What kind of jazz piano players are you into?
I don't really know names. I don't know. I mean, I like Oscar Peterson a ton, and I'm... You know, John Medeski of Medeski Martin
was
amazing. He's an amazing player.
Yeah.
I think there's lots of players out there who are probably really great, and I don't know who they are.
Do you know who Cecil Taylor is?
Oh, yeah.
He plays with his fist sometimes like you do. Sometimes I'll see you lean over at the show, and you'll be playing the piano with your forearm so you can hit more notes.
Yeah.
And Cecil Taylor will play like that a lot, too.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Bob Wiseman?
No, I haven't.
He's Canadian. He plays Well You Needn't by Thelonious Monk with his fist. It's the best version I've ever heard, yeah.
I'll have to check that out. What label's it on? These jazz guys know what label all these records.
He's not a jazz guy. He's more kind of a poet kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But he's probably having a hard time finding a label. I saw him in a coffee shop.
When are you gonna get done, get tired and bored of writing pop songs and cut a jazz record with these guys?
Oh man.
Do some old swinging tunes, some Duke Ellington, Take the A Train. Something.
I don't know, man. I guess I'm ready for some old school.
We're doing a really great hip version of Straight No Chaser on any.
Do you?
Set.
We're going to end tonight, I don't know why, with the best imitation of myself. What's that all about, Ben?
Well, that came from...
Amber loves that song. Amber,
I love it.
Oh, well, I was working for a publisher, and he wanted me to... I've been turning songs he wasn't happy with and said they weren't hits and wanted something that sounded like what I used to write, and so I gave him the best imitation of myself, and that was the song.
Thanks for coming down again, you guys.
No problem.
The Ben Folds 5. Actually, drop the. You're just Ben Folds 5, aren't you?
We've always been Ben Folds 5.
And I've been saying the all night.
That's
you also call it the brick. It's not the brick, is it?
I did
it's
that to be funny, brick. Though.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny.
Hilarioso, wasn't it?
That was
good. He's giving you the needle there. He said the. He's giving you the needle.
What's your next big top 40 breakthrough hit going to be after the brick?
Oh, well, the song for the dump.
Right, you're gonna have to, that's got a swear word in it, dude. You'll never get that play on cue in a swear word.
It's number December 24 in modern rock, dude.
So there'll be a new album out in about a year. It's going to be another year till you have a new record out?
Yeah.
It better be damn good if you're going to wait that long.
Whoa, man. I mean, you know, we try really hard. Not a problem. Haven't we done enough?
Yeah, two records and a retrospective already. We played here three times.
Thanks again. This is Ben Folds 5 on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Got our bus broken into once, too.
What, here?
We got our bus broken into. We got a rock thrown through our van. What else happened here?
Cincinnati.
We played Club Gotham.
Yeah, this girl gave me a really ugly t-shirt here one time.
Okay, gotta go. It's time for the Modern Jazz Show.
Okay, we gotta go.
I feel like a quote out of context, withholding the rest, so I can be free what you wanna see.